Hey, it's Kelly. We call this the Kelly Cast because it's my favorite segment of today's show. Brought to you by Aroma Joe's. Find your fuel.
Coast 93.1. I'm Blake. That's Kelly. Back to Tom Brady and his underwear.
Okay.
Most people are like, oh, I'm enjoying that, you know? But you know who's not? His kids.
Oh, God.
His kids are going, oh, Dad, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Not everyone, in the words of our president.
A lot of people may not want to see your underwear. I'm one of them.
Okay.
Yep.
Not everyone wants to see you in your underwear.
Okay.
So I pose this question. You saw who in their underwear that you wish you could unsee?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Two concert posts on our Facebook page. Beth saw Jack Black in Tenacious D opening up for Weezer, and they came back out in their underwear during Buddy Holly.
That's amazing.
Sweaty, tidy whities.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And Christina saw Blues Traveler, and the lead singer came out in his tighty whities for one song in the middle of the concert. We had front row tickets. We left. Why?
Ooh.
Okay. So I guess someone had to say it. Someone texted. We all saw Blake in his underwear on Instagram when he was showing off his tattoo.
That was pre-Kelly.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. I remember that. And I thought to myself, okay, sir.
Yeah.
What are we?
I didn't have another way to. It's on my thigh, and I didn't. I thought I was doing it tastefully, as tastefully as possible, but...
You know what you were
well,
doing.
Well, yeah.
Just say
it. I don't know how else I would do it.
Thirst trap.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Caught you. Oh, God. Someone texted, I saw my husband's grandfather. In his underwear, yeah.
Oh, God.
Rachel?
My father-in-law.
Yeah,
God.
I had a feeling we were going to get a...
Oh.
Well, how'd that happen?
He was not my father-in-law yet.
Oh, so, yeah. How did it happen?
The first time my husband brought me home for the weekend, he lives a couple of states away, so when he brought me home, it wasn't just, like, for dinner. It was for a weekend. And the first morning... We're sitting in the living room having coffee. He, my mother-in-law now, and myself, and his father-in-law busted open the door and was like, damn, it's hot in here.
Oh.
And he's got just his boxers on.
Oh, my God.
The best part, I'm dying. The best part is he's a twin of my husband, like identical.
You're like, that was a glimpse into your future.
Yeah, here's my future, right?
Yeah.
My future mother-in-law looks at me and she says just that. She says,
okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thanks, Rachel.
All right.
Okay. Hi. I know you don't want to say your name. Who did you see in their underwear?
My best friend's dad when I was like 12.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
And you're 12.
Gross.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Gross.
Ew.
So, and it was in the middle of the night. I woke up at, we were having a sleepover. I woke up and I thought he had gone downstairs to use the bathroom, and then I really needed to go, so I went down the stairs, and I thought that it was her coming out of the bathroom and meeting me at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh.
And so I went, so I kind of hit around the corner, and I went, boo! And it was her dad. Not her.
Boo! Oh, my God, that's awesome. He was just as shocked, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm in my 40s, and it's still one of the most embarrassing moments of my life.
Totally. Oh, my God. Thank you for calling. That's awesome.
Have a great day.
You too. Leslie, who'd you see in their underwear?
So I used to work in cell phone sales for
okay.
years and years and years. And the amount of people
oh.
who have pictures of their significant other as mm-hmm. their wallpaper, either naked or half naked.
Really?
Is remarkable.
Really?
Oh, so not even just in their photos, but right on their background?
Right on their screen. And they would hand me their phone to work on it. It's not working. Something's, you know, whatever.
Right.
And there would be, I mean, there was this one particular one, and his wife was spread eagle. Right there. Like, and his wife is right next to him. And I'm like, trying to like look at the phone and not look at her.
Right.
Like,
ew.
But if you're going into a phone store,
right,
because you have an issue and you're going to give that phone
Right.
Can you just quickly just change the background
right.
picture?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
No.
Well, unless that's why they're there. I can't seem to change this background picture. Oh, let me see. Ha! Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Here are two more texts. People you saw in your underwear that you didn't want to see. Someone texted from an 860 number. Shout out Connecticut. I saw my aunt in a thong at age 8. Scarred me for life.
See? Ew.
Why is your underwear so small?
Your butt's eating your underwear right now. Quick.
And then this one. Someone texted. I was in fourth grade at a sleepover. We came out of my friend's bedroom. Stepdad was on the attic ladder in his bathrobe.
Oh, no.
His underwear was unfortunately absent. Breeze and a tingle.
You don't climb ladders in a bathrobe.
Right.
Oh, no.
To me, those balls are perfect.
Okay.
That's it. We know.
That must be because we're talking about Tom Brady and his underwear.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.